Is this thing on?
Luke, you missed the perfect opportunity for a chip jab.
I know. I was waiting for someone to do it. And now I'm scared. My screen's saying we've been live for 3 minutes.
We have been live for 3 minutes. We've been live for 30 seconds. And we're live now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to UCL Live again for this week. What a day. There might be some things to discuss. I wonder what we could talk about today.
I don't know.
There's really nothing to talk about, right? I think we should just cancel.
Yeah, no, I think we should just cancel the show. I think we should just cancel again. Anyway, there is a special guest amongst us today. We're going to start with our special guest, Miss Anne of Anne and Renata. Now, we've got to preface this. Every time we invite Renata to be on the regular show, she gets sick. I'm not taking it personally.
Needs to come up with a new excuse, I feel.
Yeah.
No, I heard the voice message she sent me last night. I'm like, oh, okay, you are not well. That's okay.
Yeah, no, I actually said to her, can you say the Our Father or Hail Mary or something? She's like, oh, no. That's
great. Maybe she can voice code it.
First in the flames afterwards.
The people that don't know you, Anne, who are you?
I am Anne Rekovich. I am part of the Frightfully Good team. We have some podcasts. We have the True Hauntings podcast, the Spooky Sunday podcast, the Diary of a Ghost Hunter podcast. We have our YouTube channel. We travel the world going to haunted locations, and Cousin Steve edited it up for us.
I
have Oz Paratech store as well, as I sell ghost hunting equipment here in Australia.
So you have plenty of time on your hands, is what you're
saying. Yeah, I'm bored. Yeah.
Not busy at all.
I think it's ADHD. I can't stop.
So yeah, she keeps busy. We all keep busy. Never a dull moment in my life, let me tell you. We're rolling like no one's business. Tim, how are you this week? We are.
I was doing good till a few hours ago when all this news broke. Just kidding. Good. Everything's doing good. Live again from my dialysis chair. So if there's any beeping or anything going on, just be patient with me. And other than that, other than being on dialysis, everything's good.
How can you beep live from the dialysis chair? That is just a killer. I love that tag. Go for it.
Can you see
there it?
There's
my arm, yeah.
You win all the votes.
He's legit our prisoner for the whole show. He can't go nowhere.
I'm stuck here.
He has to stay plugged into a wall. It's great. Meanwhile, we've reached the offices of Christina Enterprises. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Tony.
Oh, it's been a day. Yes.
Yeah.
Day or night. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's been a day. A lot of doctor's appointments today, dentist appointments, dermatologist, everything. So I'm overwhelmed, but I'm here for you.
I am here for you, for the folks at home, for everyone that is living their dream, you know?
That's right.
Come and see Christina. She'll help you out. Luke is back with us this week.
If I turn the camera around, you'd think otherwise.
The magic blanket just wasn't covering the table anymore. It's just like... Not invisible. How are you, Luke? Welcome back.
Look, it has been a hot minute since I've been on the show, hasn't it? I've had COVID for the second time, and I got really quite unwell. I don't know if you can still hear it in my voice a bit. And it's been like 2 weeks this time, so it's not been a fun time. But, you know, the show must go on. So here we are, because... I heard a few little things have happened in the world, like just little things.
Just tiny. Small things. Small things.
One or two.
Small things. You know, one or two. And of course, the ever vivacious Miss Vera is here.
Hi. Oh, it's been a busy week.
I think that's the general consensus. It's been a week.
Yeah.
I don't think Vera can say much right now because it'll start her rant.
She's
now.
Bubbling.
It's not my rant today, but I figured Steve would like to take control of the topic before
it's
I
It's happened. Yeah,
enough.
Well, look, let's dive in. Let's dive in because it's a big one this week. Everyone watch out for this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
That's right. Oh, you haven't seen that yet.
Did you remember that one, Anne?
She hasn't seen that one. You need to get Renata to do that one. That'd be good for your show. That'd be nice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are here. On a historic day. A historic day.
It is.
The first ever President of the United States has criminal charges officially laid against him. I'm not laughing at all. I'm not laughing. No. So, Felix,
who wants
comments?
To start?
Vera, maybe? Come on, Vera.
Well, I have a lot of feelings. I absolutely have a lot of feelings. Y'all know that this man is not my favorite character on the planet. But I think we all need to take a moment and remember this is just an indictment. This is not any proof of guilt. And in a country that respects the rule of law, and we have to respect the rule of law or we cannot be in a working democracy, he has not been found guilty. So he is innocent until found guilty.
How do you think what the precedent has set now, though, that, like, you know, do you feel this is a political move that's been done? Or
you know what? It isn't even a political season yet. He is so far from the next election. He, you know, how we could say that this is a political action is beyond me, but it's been brewing for 6 years. It's not new news to him. He knew we were investigating this all along. You know, let's pretend it's political now. You know, I mean, the red hat people are jumping up and down screaming, how dare they interfere with an election? It's not anywhere near the election.
No. No, and these aren't these charges, is it a Supreme Court indictment? Aren't these his people?
It's a New York State Supreme Court. New York State. Not a federal Supreme Court.
Okay, well, we'll see if that gets that. If it gets to his people, it might be a problem.
The federal charges in this case were brought by Bill Barr under President Trump. They were just brought against Michael Cohen. And since it was tried in the state of New York has full jurisdiction to continue investigating.
So do we think he's going to, well, we'll find out in a second because I have the comment from the man himself, but I was going
to
say, is he going
to
go peacefully?
I don't read the tweet yet. To jail, and I don't need him to go to jail. I just need him to go away. Yeah. I don't care if he goes to jail. It's not...
And I completely agree, actually, with what you said. I mean, everything that I read about it today was that their biggest issue as far as the New York and Manhattan DA is going to be statute of limitations, right? It's a five-year, I believe it was 5 year, and that they're going to be having a hard time trying to prove that there's any new evidence. And, you know, they tried saying, well, he lived out of state, and they're like, but it's federal, so it doesn't really apply to that. So they have to convince a judge that they should continue to move forward with it.
You know, that being... He paid Stormy. Well, his lawyer paid Stormy for like an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, pretty much.
Right.
And then so she still went and disclosed anyway. So she
He broke it. Right. Right.
Non-binding. They're really not that binding in this country.
But then he paid his lawyer out of his own money. It wasn't out of
That's what they're saying. Right. That's the whole dilemma is can we prove that it was paid from campaign funds?
Finance money, that's a felony.
But again, it's, you know, of course, you know, I definitely do hear more of the, you know, the right side of the aisles, you know, talking points on it. And everything I've heard is that it's almost impossible for them to prove. And their biggest evidence of it is Cohen, right? Is his testimony and the fact that he came clean and said this is how it was all done. But, you know, like anything else, proving it is going to be a whole other ball game. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But like I said last week, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? I mean,
oh, proved
that Hillary Clinton did it and she got a slap on the wrist and had to pay a fine. You know, now you're talking about jail time for, and again, I don't really think it's going to get to that for him. But how do you expect him? Right, but how do you expect him to go away when we keep bringing him back and he keep bringing him back and he keep bringing it back? It's like I'm ready to move on to DeSantis as a Republican at this point.
Nixon, who also was facing charges, that he made a deal to stay out of jail and to quietly go away. Somebody to broker that same deal with Donald Trump.
Yeah, but given his
go to jail, I just need him to go away.
Yeah, should given this guy's history, though.
Should we go to the official
It's not
statement?
Ancient history. I was alive when it happened.
No. Trump's history. I'm saying, given his track record, I can tell.
He's still causing trouble. You know, that's the problem. Right.
The guest has a theory.
I have a theory. So they've brought up against him the lowest of the charges. Is that correct? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think what they're trying to do is incite his people and get him to incite his people to react and rebel, and then they will get him for that in the present moment instead of what's happened previously.
That's possible, but that, in our country that's called entrapment. I don't know what, if you have the same rules in Australia. But there are multiple charges pending in other locations.
Like, I think this comes at a time. It happens to coincide. Like, we've had 6 years to bring these charges, right? We've had all the same evidence. Nothing new has come out. But it also coincides with... I'm playing from, you know, completely surface level. It also coincides with the collapse of the bank in California. And now... Biden, which I don't mean to get off topic, but now Biden says that he's going to do the Biden bailout. This is going to cause, they're printing more money as we speak, and this is going to cause inflation to go through the roof. I saw somebody else who's claimed to be neutral say that we're coming to a global economy, which is digital currency, and it is going to literally eradicate the working middle class. And I feel like this is just a distraction.
We've been coming here for years.
No, absolutely. And I feel like this is the breaking point, you know?
It's the Reagan administration.
It's like, look this way at Trump while we're doing this behind your back. It's just, it's bizarre. It's just bizarre timing.
It behind our back. I really don't feel like it's being done behind our backs. Mm. I feel like it's being done in, just like Trump. It's all being done in broad daylight.
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to deal with the fact that sometimes you get got. All right, here's the statement. Yeah. Here's the statement from the man. These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicated... indicated the 45th president of the United States of America and leading Republican candidate by far for the 2024 nomination for the president. This is an attack on our country, the likes of which has never been seen before. It is likewise a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. The USA is now a third world nation, a nation in serious decline.
No.
If you're paying $10 at your drive-thru Starbucks for coffee, you are not a third world nation.
We have
Third world nations have like no running water and dog shit in the streets.
There are parts of this country that don't have running water. There are parts.
But he's alluding
that. But the nation as a whole is
that
not.
This happens in third world countries where political people get locked up, you know, and like your political opponents, you can do whatever you want to them, and that's what he's alluding to with this. Because
one in six children in this country live in below poverty. They have food insecurity. I think we're If we're not a third world nation, yeah, we're on our way.
But we'll give billions of dollars to Ukraine though, right? Make sure that they're okay. Instead of turning that money around and help it off.
I really don't in terms of global Pennsylvania. What choice do we have?
Yeah. Pennsylvania didn't have any running water a couple of days ago. They were told not to drink their drinking water. What the hell is that? That's a third world country right there.
That was
again, let's cover this up with the indictment. Like, again, it's just, all these little things that are happening. And you, again, cover it up. Cover it up. Distract.
All of these things are happening because of Trump deregulation. I know you hate it when I blame Trump, but he, by executive order, removed all the environmental deregulation that Obama had put in place because Obama was the big, scary black president. And now it's all coming home to roost. Now all these trains that removed all these safety inspections and all these safety brakes are, there's like 6 train derailments. You know, the water has been privatized in these red states and it's all got lead and poisonous substances in it. It's deregulation that is destroying our planet, destroying our country.
But regardless, even if that's the case, I'm not saying it's not. So what do we just, go, oh, well, Trump did it, so it's not our problem anymore? You know what I mean? We have the right. So instead of giving billions of dollars to another country, reinvest it in ours.
You have to raise taxes on the rich and the corporate.
Unless they have oil, right?
The money. You know, it's the Trump also lowered taxes to historic lows. You know, corporations making over so much profit were paying 79% unless they reinvested that profit into their workers up until Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan lowered that corporate excess tax down to 35%. Donald Trump and the Republican Congress lowered it down to 12%. Corporations making billions of dollars now pay less taxes than I do. I pay 18% as a single woman with no children. And they, making billions of dollars a year, pay 0 to 12%. How is that right?
I'm not saying it is right.
If they were paying 30%, even 30%, we would have the money to fix our roads. We would have the money to fix our water. We would have the money to implement the regulations of braking and train and railway and trucking.
Honest question. Do you know when Trump passed those tax regulation laws?
The tax regulation laws were the only laws that he actually passed through Congress. Every other action that Donald Trump took as president was done by executive order.
But when in his presidency was that?
It was 2017, I believe.
So he was only in office for what? Let's say 18 months,
At that point, his singular accomplishment is.
So how come Biden has reversed that in 2 years? If Trump was able to do it in 1 year, why can't Biden do it in 2 to fix
because
that?
We're dealing with the after effects of a massively mismanaged COVID response, which crippled your country and the world for nearly 2 months because it wasn't an effective. It's not going to be a virus. Inject some Windex into your body. It'll be fine. Millions of deaths later, your country's taking time to recover. You can't make these massive changes when half the country's fucking dying of something that's supposed to be the common cold.
We can't get the tax cuts through a Republican Congress. We got it through under Nancy Pelosi's Democratic Congress, and Mitch McConnell stopped him dead in the Senate. So now we control the majority of the Senate. For all financial things, you need a 60% threshold, not just a simple majority. So we never had the 60 votes in the Senate to get these tax reforms turned over. And not to mention, as long as it's in place, it continues to escalate. Trump's middle-class tax break that he made was set to expire right after the election. So every year, until we can get the Trump tax bill turned over, middle-class taxes are going to continue to go up every single year till the year 2035. So, I mean, that piece of legislation, his hallmark piece of legislation, was really detrimental to the middle class and to our overall national infrastructure.
Of the people, for the people. We're going to move on because there's some more topics to discuss this week that, you know, might be a little heated. I don't know where to start,
like,
because they are,
quite
hey, related. Ann. Let's welcome. I told you it was gonna be a spicy one. The Parents' Bill of Rights Act. So, I am not a parent. I am not an American. I'm going to reserve my comments for the people that are American parents first. Christina, you can go first.
Well, can you explain it to us first? Because I don't know a lot of that.
I don't know much about
it either. Vera!
Okay, so I'm going to refer to Vera for this because she's smarter than I can. She
Vera,
can
Vera
it
very
smarter. I just have a lot more free time and read a lot.
I read a blurb. It was like a blurb.
This was Kevin McCarthy's primary role out of the gate as Speaker of the House, and he wants to draft this parent legislation bill. Co-scripted by Boebert, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But basically, it says that parents can question any teacher. Parents can question any board of education. Parents can question any book in any school system. That the parents' rights have to be supersede high school teacher's ability to keep free feminine hygiene products in her classroom. That parents' rights supersede everything. But oddly enough, it tends to protect white Christian parents and not parents of color, not gay parents, not, you know, immigrant parents. It's very slanted towards white Christian mindset.
How can that be regulated? Like, there could be a parent out there that doesn't like Incy Wincy Spider. So what, they're going to come in and charge into the kindy and...
Oh, Kindy.
Well, and, there are 522 books that are targeted by, and I'm never going to come up with the name, but there's a parent group, a conservative Christian parent group that has made their list, and they, through email advocacy and outreach, have infiltrated school boards across the country. They include such classics as Song of the South, To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, which is Dr. Seuss.
Because we canceled him
about inclusion of people of color. It includes I Am the Lorax and I Stand for the Trees, because it talks about environmental safety. It includes math books. Math books that say, if Juan had four mangoes and Juanita had seven, how many mangoes do they have together? That's considered racist and inappropriate for a school class. It's on the 522 banned books from this parental organization. And it's, I'm sure that part of the women there are part of Kevin McCarthy's constituency.
Why are they giving this minority at such a voice? I don't understand.
It's been...
Well, it's not necessarily my minority. I mean, you're talking about concerned parents. It's not, it's unfortunately, it's squeaky wheels get the oil, right? So that's the problem.
Is
that, no. All I'm saying is that I, as a parent, Christina, as a parent, like, I don't want my children going to school to be in, quote unquote, indoctrinated by liberal agended teachers. And I'm not saying that they all are. I'm not saying I don't want them indoctrinated by right wing agended people. You know, I don't want them going to school being told that black parents or black kids are wrong. My sister's in a biracial relationship. My niece is biracial, but I am a conservative. So when I speak up, I'm thinking, "Oh, you're racist. You're racist." It's not. God, it has nothing to do with race. I'm concerned with telling a 10-year-old what's right or wrong before she has the ability to experience life or experience things on her own. Before you people, I say you people, I'm not speaking anybody in particular, I'm just saying general. Before
those people
indoctrinate them right or left. You know what I mean? Like, just let them be children. Why can't they just be children?
Share with you the
let's just stop right there. Let's let them be children.
and yeah, get shot in the face by an AR-15.
Okay, so back to the law.
It can't... All right, continue. Sorry.
So with the little, like, the Parents' Rights Act, I didn't know it went that far in depth. So thank you for explaining it to me, because what I read, it made it seem like I can vouch for my kids that they're being tested for things, but that the school didn't inform me of, and that's what I read. I did not read half of the shit that you just said. So I'm actually, I liked it from what I read. So again, I don't know what I'm reading and what I'm hearing is two different things. And again, I call for gun control because I'm here for my child's safety. And I saw a TikTok the other day that said that this woman doesn't want teachers to have guns. And I think I agree with that in some way, because what makes it okay for a teacher to have a gun? What if a teacher wants to go crazy one day? What if something happens in that woman's life that day, or that person's life that day, that they go fucking nuts and they have a code to get a gun and do whatever the fuck they want?
And so she's a former high school teacher.
I mean, I know for a fact, if I had access to anything, then I could just, God fuck, like, you know, one day, you know, just God forbid, it just, you never know. I'm just saying. So
those little shits can press your buttons that you would get the gun.
Yes. Yes. So I can't imagine what we can do. I don't know what will make it better, because criminals will be criminals.
I do think that there's working models. You know, there was a shooting in Scotland in 1978, and they banned even the police don't carry guns in the UK, and they have almost zero.
Like 66 years. Yeah. Yeah. I heard.
You know, Australia has eliminated all automatic rifles, and they have strict gun controls. They do still have sporting rifles. You can still hunt in Australia. You can still carry handguns in Australia. But automatic rifles, weapons of mass murder. Am I wrong, Aussies?
After the Port Arthur massacre, there was legislation brought in by the Howard government to remove access. It's become a very controlled thing to have a gun, and you need to meet very strict criteria for you to be warranted to have a gun. Look, I just can't go and get a gun because I feel like guns. I want to have a pistol.
Yeah, no, handguns are a thing. No. Not legally.
I don't want to farm. You can have a license to have a rifle.
Yeah, rifle, yeah. Shotgun. I think it comes down to the fact that there is, and I think everyone will agree, no matter where you stand on the matter, there is no need for someone who is a member of the general public to have a semi-automatic weapon. It is not something that you use for hunting. It is not something designed for self-defense. It is designed as an act of, it's a weapon of violence. No matter how much you say it's not the weapon, it's the person behind it.
I'm not against gun control. There's no reason to have, I don't think there's a reason to have a weapon like that. But one, it's not automatic. It only fires one bullet at a time, same as a hunting rifle. And the ammunition that you use for an AR-15 is half the size of a regular long rifle barrel. It is half the size. So you can't say it's a military weapon. I think the issue is mental, right? You're going to tell me that, like, 9/11, there was no weapon. Those are knives that they use to take down airplanes and kill 3,000 people. If you want to kill people, you're going to kill people. People have been murdering people since the Garden of Eden.
There's a shitload of crazy people outside my house right now, too, in this community where I live, that are running around off their head on methamphetamines and shit like that. If I thought for a second that even one of them had a gun in my city right now, I wouldn't have my kid at school. I'd be like, holy shit.
I don't blame you. But I'm just saying, I don't think the issue is, they can talk about gun control all they want. No one is doing anything about it, right? How many more do we have to have? No one is doing anything about it. And again, it goes back to government spending. Why not universal health care? Why not allow these people to seek mental health? Psychologists, psychiatrists, anybody that can like find this stuff going on in people's homes at a young age and help these people who just don't want to murder people. Let's take that thought out of their head. And you know, they're going to do it with a knife, or they're going to do it with a bomb, or they're going to do it with poison, whatever the case may be.
Okay, so how many people did this last shooting kill? Six people, right? Including six. Three little kids,
but and Luke, three adults. There's been 100
now, that same there was a similar incident here where somebody went crazy in a store and hit and had an axe. Guess what? They didn't kill anyone because they hurt two people terribly.
There was an attacker in Virginia Tech with a knife who did not kill anyone and was able to be subdued by the students. There was an attacker in Great Britain who had a machete who only managed to kill one person before he was subdued. Now,
what about the guy with the gun in South Carolina who shot at a barbecue before he killed anybody? You can make that argument about anything.
On Long Island, there has been three stabbings in the past 2 days in three high schools on Long Island. The stabbing people, this is mental. This is fucking, this is a mental issue.
I'm not especially here. You have to be mentally ill to attack somebody. I'm not saying
of
it's not
course.
They can just kill less but people.
But the same
with
people
the
who want yeah. to, who won't let us regulate guns and keep screaming it's a mental health issue, won't, they all voted against $210 million for mental health care in the last budget. Okay? Not the $160 billion that they voted for the military. $210 million for mental health care in this country was a bridge too far for the same people who say it's not guns, it's mental health. Now, I posted a video on TikTok the other night, and I got a lot of interaction on it. And one of the interactions was this very argument that it's not mentally ill, it's not guns, it's mentally ill people. And this one woman went off about it's all the psych meds that they're giving people that make them crazy. And I said, don't you think they have psych meds in Australia and the United Kingdom? And she said, what are you talking about? You were talking about gun control. Now you're talking about psych meds? You're crazy. It's like, you brought up psych meds. But trust me, I am a mental health nurse. I go to work every day in a mental health clinic. I understand the mental health crisis in this country in a way that many people don't, including people who might have their own mental health issues. But it's not our medication making them crazy. And a person with a knife can be subdued a lot easier than a person with an AR-15. And no matter the size of the bullets, AR-15s hit with such force that they are 100 times more lethal than other handguns. It has to be gun control. You know, in New York State, 89% of all crimes committed in this state, we have pretty strict gun controls here in New York State, you know? And a lot of people threatened to shoot Cuomo over his SAFE Act, but it's kept us pretty safe. You know, but 89% of the guns used for crimes in this state are bought in states with lenient gun laws.
But March is just now over.
A way to control guns. Why is it a bridge too far to register a gun and get gun insurance? Why is that a bridge too far?
I think that to wrap it up on this, when gun violence is the leading cause of death in your country for children, that is something to look at. No matter if it's mental health, if it's gun, it's no matter how mentally ill you are or you're not, it's you're effectively compromising these children's lives and livelihood for the freedom to have a gun. I don't know. I think that is just something that everyone needs. No one should be, look, in reality, no one should be fucking armed. It's a school. You go there to learn. You don't go there to go, oh, am I going to make it home today? Right. Who can say good luck, duck? Who can say?
Exactly.
You know. How are we all feeling? Feeling heated?
I need a Xanax. Can we just take a fiver?
We're going to now.
The tragedy of this. I mean,
of course it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. These people lost children. Sandy Hook, 26 children. You know, Columbine, 17 children. Yeah. These are children.
There's been 133 school shootings in 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah. That's disgusting. It is disgusting.
And you know where it doesn't happen? In countries with gun control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna take our opinions and we're gonna shove them where. Oh, actually, no. We're gonna give our opinions on other people's problems now on this week's View from Here. Okay. This one again comes to us from Reddit. Reddit is where we find all the good stuff. This is another Now listen very carefully. When I was younger, I was not the most popular kid in school. I did the musicals and academic subjects. I wasn't much of a sports person and I wasn't very social. Towards the end of high school, I made a few friends and it got easier. But one of the popular kids, let's call him Jake, constantly taunted me for my ethnicity, my body, my nerdiness, and what have you, and I've never gotten over it and constantly resented him for it. Fast forward 15 years. Jake has done something very stupid and immature, and as a result, he has been in a coma for several years. I left my country when I graduated uni and now live in a major city abroad, so obviously they're from Australia or the UK, earning a pretty significant sum of money. I've known in my field, and everyone I went to high school with is aware, quite frankly, that the fat musical kid ended up being the most successful graduate of class. For many years, the parents and friends of Jake have paid his medical bills to keep him on a ventilator. I never really sympathised, to be honest, and thought he had it coming. Anyway, an old friend messages me the other day telling me that his GoFundMe has finished and the parents are almost bankrupt. And everyone would really appreciate it if I could kick in $20,000 to $30,000 towards his medical bill. I laughed and said, absolutely not. I work for my money. The last thing I want to do is give it to the person who made my last year of school a misery. Am I being a totally selfish asshole for not helping because I can clearly afford it? This is despite the person asking, knowing that I was mercilessly bullied.
Wow. I have a very similar story. My middle school bully.
Fair enough with that. Vera, you can start.
My middle school bully bullied me mercilessly from grade 6, grade 7, and grade 8. He was awful. He had nicknames for me every day. When I walked, he made sounds behind me. He tortured me and got other kids to torture me. He made middle school hell. Fast forward 35 years, I'm a psych nurse. I'm working in the mental health clinic. Who walks into my clinic? My high school bully. He was in a car accident and has severe psychosis secondary to brain trauma.
Oh, shit.
And not only did I have to care for him on a daily basis, I had to forgive him. Life dealt him a pretty hard blow. I mean, I made it through eighth grade. I didn't kill myself, you know. I mean, I had to forgive him. I had no choice. I have to treat Nazis because I'm a nurse. I don't get to say, I don't agree with your politics. You don't get medics from me. You know, I have to get my bully
through.
There's an oath, though.
Vera, should we hold on? Should we pop this up for the Nazis?
Yeah,
they all got caught and punished, right? None of them immigrated anywhere after the war.
I don't need him to be punished, just like Trump. I don't need to see him in prison. I just need to forgive him and move on.
I've got a similar story. I was bullied as an adult in a workplace, I was attacked twice by the same colleague who has only just recently passed away. And, you know, I could say a lot of nasty things and I could be a bitter and resentful person, but at the end of the day, he has people who love him and I don't want to hurt other people because of how he made me feel. And, you know, I don't think them in a vulnerable place right now needs any more salt rubbed in the wound. It's saying that if I had the money for like medical bills for someone that really gave me a hard time, I would not feel obligated to help them. No, but
I think there's a difference between forgiveness, empathy, and, you know, being willing to help. And you are our guest. How do you feel? You had an interesting childhood.
Yes, I was bullied as well. I thought I was a horse until I was 12, so, you know. I think, look, it's not this guy's responsibility. And if people are pressuring him to do this, then he's still being bullied. They're still bullying him. Exactly. So I think that if he wanted to do that from the grace of, you know, everything he's had in abundance in his life, good on him. But if he feels it's not the right place, then people need to respect that as well.
Exactly. I think, as I said, there is a difference between forgiveness and maturity and then going that extra step. Tim, what about you, my friend? How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, like he said, you know, he works hard for his money. He put up with whatever he had to do and Tredge, and maybe if the guy was, you know, more concerned with his future well-being, you know, he would have done the hard work instead of picking on people at school. I mean, you know, I was bullied, you know, in like middle school and beginning of high school. And then, you know, like you, yeah, I mean, but for, like you said, forgiving is completely different and being able to move on with your life and something like that. To say that I need or I should, you know, the money that I make for my family and that.
Okay.
Yeah, I concede that. No. I concede that he doesn't ask.
My big thing is should. You should. You can afford it. You should.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Christine, yeah. Really?
Fuck him. That's not. That's I'm sorry. If any one of my bulliers was in trouble, reach out to somebody else. Move the fuck on. Yeah. Why are you coming at me? I'm clear. I'm not the only successful person that you know in your life. And if I am, then fuck you. You fucked up, not me. This is karma, bitch. Karma is coming right the fuck back around.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's what I want.
You have to also ask if... let's be honest.
I love that everybody had like a heartfelt story and then Christine...
No, but
I feel the same.
I do feel like the way you put it, like, I don't want his family to suffer for what he did. But he is. They are. Like, because he's a piece of shit. Why did you have to be a piece of shit to somebody? Because, again, this is karma. This is now karma. You're coming back around. This is too fucking bad.
Say karma.
It's going to bite you right in the fucking ass.
You can have empathy without having to you know, act on it. Like,
yeah, I feel bad for you. Sorry.
That's horrible. Yeah. You're in a coma. You've missed out on your entire life. That's horrible. But it too doesn't change bad. The fact that what happened. And obviously, bullies are more than usual, the popular people. What's happened that all of these friends of yours are over helping you, or your family members are over helping you? Like, he's in a coma. It's not like he's still being a racist or being a fucking bigot or being like he's he's one blackout away from the long sleep, you know what I'm saying?
He's rock bottom, you know.
he's not there. So like, but I have an issue with it because I was definitely bullied, but I am the first person to admit that I was also the bully because I was bullied. You know what I mean? I
do too.
That's a defense mechanism. Yeah. You learn. Yeah. That's what you learn. You learn if you're going to be, if you want power, if you want to be not on the bottom, sometimes you've got to pick off the weaker members of the tribe.
I didn't learn that until I was in my 40s, though.
Vera, you grew up in a different time. We're children of the 90s, so we're like, we had Melrose Place. We needed to keep up. It's like, come on. Yeah.
Katrina's the one who told me about it, actually, on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Informing people, left, right, and center. But so we talked about it a while ago. I had a couple of years ago
one of the people that bullied me mercilessly tried to add me on Facebook. I'm like,
I do remember. No.
I'm like, no, you don't get that access. Why? Why would you what would you possibly want? Like, if you have something to say to me, you can message people without being their friends on Facebook. You yeah. made me feel like a sack of shit for scared to go to school because you were going to kick the shit out of the faggot. But, you know, whatever. Why would I give you access to my life now?
Right.
Why would it possess anyone? Who was present when this other person was bullying me. And then that friend, my friend, who I stayed in contact with my whole life, gave me a lecture about why I needed to accept that friendship request on Facebook because I had to allow for people to grow. And I said, I allow that this person might have grown, but they don't get to grow into my life.
You can grow the fuck away. You can grow the fuck over there in that greenhouse.
Yeah, I can grow up and I can realize that I don't need that fucking person in my life. Like, I don't have to accept anybody into my life that I don't want to.
I think about this person every day. This person doesn't, it's not like I spent years going, oh my God, if Erica just spoke to me, I'd be better. Yeah. There's no thought process for Erica.
I mean, we tell the girls now, you know, bullies pick on you because they're, you know, jealous and whatever, you know, excuse you want to, you know, give a child as to why. But it's like, it's true because now they need this validation as an adult. Oh, everybody likes me. Everybody likes me. Everybody likes me. And you turn to the almighty social media. You know what I mean? It's like, well, how could you not add a friend to your list? You know, it's like, because that friend was a piece of shit. They're not a friend. You know, and like, I don't wish you any ill will. Like, I don't want you hurt, but.
I don't think I know her.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know? Shoulda been there for me when I was crying in my locker, you know?
Yeah.
That's not a personal story, by the way. That's not a personal story. That never happened to me.
Doesn't sound like a team. Not at all.
Not me. I was on the football team. No.
Yeah. Tough. I don't have emotion. Yeah. Tough. It's so funny, like, that this is, like, a universal... Like I love it when it's like the art. They pick on the arty kids. They pick on the he's sprung a leak or something.
Sorry, yeah. Did you see that? My arm just shot right across the room. That was the reaction. Yeah, sorry about that.
Anne would have liked to have seen that. She likes the blood.
She likes blood. Turn off the hemodialysis.
I'm off. I'm holding my sights right now, but apparently not well enough because it just shot like 6 feet across the room. That was crazy.
Which means sorry about that.
Radio for all the good stuff.
Well, you let us know if you feel your blood pressure dropping. We'll have Christina call 911 for you.
She's taking care of us, I hope.
This is the head in the background. I think for this person, we can firmly come down on the side of the argument that you don't owe this person anything.
No, he doesn't.
You can give this person forgiveness.
He doesn't owe them a dime.
Yeah. But that's that you're giving them forgiveness as well. It's in the word. It's like it's part of the word. You don't owe anyone anything. So if you get to the place where you can forgive, you can forget, or not forget, but you can forgive and let it go, then and go on with your life, then go for it. That's more power. More power. So, Anne, we haven't heard your dogs recently, but we will do a bit of doggy news just to lighten the mood.
Hello!
They're asleep somewhere. Your dogs are cute, but this dog is a hero.
Yeah.
Like, out of a movie, Blue ran into a burning building to save a baby.
I would take Blue in a heartbeat.
I will give Blue money.
No, we can give. Yeah, Blue gets 30K easy. Blue can have as many dog treats as Blue wants.
Yeah,
Blue is winning. I feel like it's nice to have a fluffy, nice story every now and then. We don't do nice stories very much. We usually do like horror and heartache. We'll pop through some pop culture stories. Reese Witherspoon's getting divorced. Sad.
Oh no, she was going on, moving on to husband number three.
She a hoe. Is this the husband where she got pulled over when they were drunk?
I think so.
I think it is. Yeah.
That was quality.
It was husband number two, right? She just was married to Ryan Sweepe and this non-movie star guy.
Yeah.
He's a movie guy. He's a movie dude. So
she walked into me once. She bumped into me.
Wait, hold up. Full screen.
My son was working in LA. He had a O-1 visa to work as an actor in LA, and I was living with him because he was still young. And I used to go to a little breakfast coffee shop near Universal Studios, and this lady came in. She had a hat and sort of big glasses and stuff on, and she knocked into me. She went, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and I immediately recognised her voice. And I went, "Eh, it's fine. Don't worry about it." And as she went and sat down, I'm sort of trying to look at her, and I realised it. But she was obviously in, she's gone out for pancakes and just
incognito.
Yeah.
And I have to ask you, did you do the bend and snap?
The what?
Did you do the bend and snap in front of her? No. Upsetting.
No, I just
ate
the pancakes.
I'll just ate my pancakes.
If I ever run into her, I have like a feeling. Like, I don't know if anybody's seen her movie Overnight Delivery with Paul Rudd.
No.
Watch it, because it was one of my favorite movies growing up, and I think it's like when I became a fan of her, you know, like, anyway, if I bring that up, I'll be like, we'll be best friends.
Freeway is good, but the thing I think about Reese Witherspoon, and anytime someone says her name, I go, Marky Mark fingered her on a roller coaster.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Remember that was the plot of a movie in the 90s? And a teen movie at that. And then he decapitated her dog. What is going on? We should have. Hey, there were some warning signs for Marky Mark after all. I miss when he was Marky Mark and not Mark Wahlberg.
Did you know that Marky Mark doesn't talk to Tom Cruise?
Oh, get it.
Who does talk to Tom Cruise? His daughter, his children don't.
I was scrolling through the talk this morning and I saw an article about why Marky Mark, I didn't click on it, but why Marky Mark doesn't speak to Tom Cruise. I didn't know it was a problem.
Because he said that of some kind. We saw Lady Gaga for the first time this week as Harley Quinn as well. Looking all emo and like ready to go. She's buffing for best actress, isn't she? She's just like, I want it so badly.
Did anybody see the TikTok of her like walking up the steps with that lady? Like, it was a scene in the movie.
Yeah, part of the movie, yeah.
Oh, You're going to hell?
You're going to hell! And then, like, when she was leaving the building, she like fist bumped her. It was really sweet.
I poke fun at her a lot because I think that she thought she was in a different movie, in that Versace movie. I think she thought she might be a vampire. I am a vampire. Versace. Hey, ask the Versace.
I did not find her accent as offensive as you did.
I just can't. Anytime I hear it, I'm like, blah. She runs with those bad 60s cartoon vampires. Blah, I'm coming for you. But I think she's actually a quite decent actress. I enjoyed her in American Horror Story, Starry Board, all that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see her take on this movie, especially if it's about mental health, kids. We love that for us. It's about mental health and mental illness. There's going to be musical segments because, you know, gotta do the tie-in album.
Hopefully there's a scene on the roller coaster where she gets fingered.
Mark just shows up out of nowhere. Yeah. And I picked this next article for you.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good one.
Okay.
The X-Files is returning.
Oh.
There is evidence that the X-Files... So Ryan Coogler, who is the man behind Black Panther, has approached Chris... Chris Carter, the creator of the X-Files, to do a continuation series. They say reboot, but I don't think it's going to be a remake. I think it's going to be a sequel series, because last time we left off the X-Files, there was a global flu-like pandemic that was clearing the way for the aliens to come.
Too close to home.
How weird is all this alien stuff lately too? Like, oh yeah, the aliens are coming. Like, there's all this shit going on in the press. They're like, yeah, there's this massive thing floating in space that's from another galaxy, but pay no attention. Like, it's probably an alien mothership.
Look over here instead.
Look over here. Hurry up, hurry up.
What about Donald Trump?
Look at Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. Ignore the alien overlords coming to take us over.
It's so sparkly.
They're looking for a fire sale. So they're hoping to get this planet for cheap.
They're not far off, baby. They are not far off. But, you know, fire sales, heat, all the good stuff. Vera, are you ready, my love? It's that time.
We're not going to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, but sure.
Gwyneth's not guilty. Gwyneth is not guilty, ladies and gentlemen.
But what about the trial? Did you see the trial?
I'm gonna drop the first one of the day. She came off like a right cunt, didn't she? She's like,
yeah, okay.
This guy's like, oh, I'm paralyzed, but I missed a day of skiing.
No, listen. What is it? The defense? Who is it? The plaintiff? The defense? Who is it?
Oh, that woman. That woman who just wanted to be her. That was
the lawyer. Exactly. She pushed her every time. She goes, oh, I have to wear 4-inch heels to get that kind of height. And, oh, well, it must have been like a really rough day. Well, yeah, it must have been.
That was like single white female shit.
Yeah, she was like obsessed. That was like so inappropriate. I really have to say, it's so inappropriate. Like,
I really dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, but that's just me.
Who's a fan? Nobody's a fan anymore.
She's gooped her own brain. Whatever. Yeah. Vera's brain isn't goopy. She's ready for her segment. It's time for Vera Day.
My whole life, I get a little bit.
I love it. I think it's a rock star. I think you should re-get the haircut and just reclaim it.
I was going to say, dye your hair blue. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a little filter now for that haircut.
Just a bit longer. You'll be right. All right, V3, 2-1, Venge.
I got to say, we started to talk about this, and I'm going to finish it today. Well, that's never going to be done. I don't know why I think I could finish it. The pro-gun people do not get to call themselves pro-life anymore. They're pro-birth. They are not pro-life. The Christian extremists who have held our country hostage for the last 15 years need to shut the fuck up. They have lost the moral high ground. I don't care how many times they think a drag queen is grooming their children. They're the fucking groomers. And right now, they are standing between our children and safety. This pro-gun shit has got to stop. There are 120 guns in this country for every 100 citizens. Can we let that sink in for a while? 120 guns. There are more guns than people in this fucking country. Okay? There is a mass shooting every 16 hours in this country. We are so immune to it. It doesn't even make the fucking news unless it's children. And even then, it doesn't do anything. The Tennessee legislature in Nashville held a press conference and said, refused outright to enact any gun control. And it's just gun deaths are the leading cause of death in children between the age of 1 and 17. One. We have one-year-olds dying from gun deaths. One. What is a one-year-old doing in the same room with a fucking gun? I mean, they exceed the number of kids killed in car accidents. They exceed the number of children killed by suicide. They exceed the number of children who die from pediatric cancer. We have children who still die in this country from industrial accidents.
industrial accidents. Children are going to work and dying at work. And it's part of the top 10 causes. We are a third world nation. And this is part of that Christian right to work, that Christian pro-life, that gays are grooming and the priest didn't mean to touch that girl. She wore her skirt too short. This is bullshit. You can no longer call yourselves pro-life. You are pro-legislation. You are pro-white people. You are out of your fucking minds. 321 people are shot in this country every single day. Every day. Not just on weekends. Not just on a full moon. Every day. When is enough enough? When do we say you can't keep letting them kill our children? Take the fucking guns. I used to say, we don't need to take your guns. You just need to follow gun safety. But I don't know that that's the case anymore. There are too many guns in this country. You can't get around it. There are too many guns.
Exactly. No argument there. Vera sums it up as per usual. So, I have a little something, a little amuse-bouche before we leave, if you will. So, it's what the fuck.
What the?
Now, you would think, given the last 18 months, nearly 3 years, that we would have learnt not to eat weird shit, right?
You would think. What?
Wait, what?
Not to eat weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird
this,
shit.
My friends,
weird shit.
Is a meatball that has been made from recreated flesh of the long-extinct woolly mammoth. As part of a project to demonstrate the potential of growing flesh from cells.
Okay.
I think it just became vegan.
Yeah,
They're not looking to like eat it though. Are they looking to eat the meatball? Or are they just trying to like grow the actually eat it?
Rich this people is, would. They'd be like, I want to eat some mammoth.
Yeah,
this is, you know, this is some fucked up, like most dangerous game, fucking Jurassic Park. Bullshit.
Jumanji what? Shit.
Someone ate a bat and we all had to live inside for 2 years. What's going to happen if you're a fucking... What's going to happen if you eat a woolly mammoth ball?
I normally... see those rich trophy hunting fuckers getting woolly mammoths cloned so they can hunt them and put them on their wall.
I make it a point not to put really old balls in my mouth. I wouldn't eat it. Anne, what about you?
No, I draw the line at that one. No, they're extinct for a reason. And no, I'm not going to put that manky thing in my mouth.
Oof. Yeah.
I would try it. I'd be so curious.
Straight boys. Christina. old hairy balls in your mouth.
No. I was going to say, like, my husband, he makes his meatball pockets at the end of the Italian bread, where he takes out, like, the part of it that keeps the nub, and he, like, puts the meatball in it with the sauce and the cheese. Like, I could see him doing that, but I could never.
Okay. Luke, you've had some balls in your mouth in your time.
I'll stick to just some pulled pork, I think. I'm cool.
Yeah. And Vera, you lived through the 70s. You've seen hairy balls before.
No.
It's a resounding no from the panel. I don't know why. I don't know why you
No, Tim said he'd try it.
Tim said yes.
Oh, Tim's
straight. Them straight boys, you can't trust them. You can't trust them. They'll put anything in their mouth after a couple of drinks.
Tim.
I don't even have to be that drunk.
I'm actually pretty adventurous, but extinct, I couldn't do it.
I said, I wouldn't eat crocodile ever, and then one day there was like some place where I do some fancy harbor side thing that was like, oh, do you want like crocodile spring rolls? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Did it taste like chicken?
It tastes like chicken I've eaten crocodile.
Yeah, it was just like a white meat.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Before we leave, we are over time. We haven't been over time in a long time. But before we leave, I would like to encourage everyone to take part in a little game we're playing called Uncensored Confessions. So we have set up a little link. We've set up a little link for you to expel some sins if you have them. If you've got a problem, if you have a story, if you have a confession, you can send it to us completely anonymously and we will discuss and try and offer you some advice. So look at our social media for a bit of Uncensored Confessions and how you play the game. We have to thank our very, very special guests, the lovely Miss Anne of Anne and Renata. So you picked a good day to be on. We hope you're not
it was a doozy, Anne. You didn't really get worded at the end. It was just like,
okay. I'm happy to scream over the top like everyone else, but yeah, it's all good. I'm fine. I don't know a lot about American politics, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You do your part.
We get passionate. Thank you for joining us. Please make sure you are checking out all of Anna Renata's stuff. Their new episode of the massively popular True Hauntings podcast has dropped today. Check them out on YouTube, on all the social medias. Follow us on all the social medias. And until next week, live your life uncensored and don't put old balls in your mouth.
No. Yes.
Yes, Jeffrey, I know Tim's name isn't in the credits yet. Guys, I'm really unimpressed that no one took the bait. I made a joke about old balls and nobody even tried to mention
Jeffrey. I was going to say all that's available to me at my age.